Look for the silver lining whene'er a cloud appears in the blue. Remember somewhere the sun is shining, and so the right thing to do is make it shine for you, a heart full of joy and gladness will always banish sadness and strife. So always look for the silver lining and try to find the sunny side of life.
Yeah, that recording's about 70 years old. That's Chet Baker. Man, unless you're a jazz aficionado now, his name's kind of way in the way back machine. What a great song. You know, that's been recorded by many people. And I thought, I'm back here in Michigan after traveling all. I got back kind of late yesterday, but back in the saddle here. And it's a good song to reflect on because, you know, I was out in Seattle. I didn't get a chance to spend Thanksgiving itself with mom, sister, family, but right beforehand, and my daughter. But I did get to spend time with them, sort some things out. And I think I got to look on the silver lining. That's a pretty good thing. Overall, I know our next guest would agree with that, or at least a portion of it, I think, and that's Dr. John Braccio, drjohnb.com, where you find the podcast Regional Psychological Services of East Lansing, and he's on the other end of our line. Good morning, sir. Welcome.
Well, good morning to you, Dave, and you are right. I feel this is the holiday of the year in the sense that there's no politics involved. There's no, if you have religious issues, if you have any type of issues, this is simply a day to give thanks, that we try to give thanks for whatever is happening in our life. So often people are in stress, they're angry, there's pressure, there's all kinds of things going on which one has in a normal life. But this is a day to take a time out, just sit back and think in terms of the present, even think in terms of the past, in terms of friendships, in terms of good work situations, work colleagues, loving family, caring friends, wonderful experiences. It's just the time to be glad you're alive, that there you can breathe the air, you can just have spiritual beliefs, you can have whatever beliefs you want to have, and you want to enjoy the day. So I see it as one of those special days that we don't have to get into anything but look at our inner soul, our inner self, and sort out. Let's be grateful. Let's find things that can really put us at peace, if you will.
And enjoy the food, too. I mean, manja. I mean, there's going to be a lot of that. You know, we can't forget that. You know, I was out. I was at one of the malls. Well, not really a mall, but one of the big box setups because I had to get some stuff for mom, so I went in there, I braved it, and I wanted to ask you this. Do you feel like we're losing a little touch with Thanksgiving because everything inside was geared towards people, and they were going ballistic over the Christmas decorations, and that's fine, and the other holidays, but it's almost like from the clearance sale of Halloween to half the store being devoted to Christmas, almost like Thanksgiving was a bit of an afterthought. Does that thought ever cross your mind?
Let me agree. We were in Dadeland this past part of last week, which is a huge, huge mall in Miami. I mean, would be the equal of 12 Oaks, you know, over in Novi.
Sure.
And you're right. My wife and I were commenting, Nana and we were talking, that it was like Christmas was here. Thanksgiving's been kind of pushed out the door. And all of a sudden, everything is for Christmas or holiday decoration. So, I think we do need to put more focus on this day. So not that I'm diminishing Christmas,
no,
which was obviously a great holiday. But on the other hand, I think Thanksgiving is a special day, and I guess we'll just say that the malls, at least the ones that I was at, apparently you in Seattle, maybe it's just the big cities, but we're focusing more on Christmas, if you will. I will say one thing, it's certainly Christmas is out in force. It's not the Xmas or just holiday, certainly a lot of Christmas this year I'm seeing out. So just, but on the Thanksgiving, this is a time, even if the malls aren't doing it or other places, that we as families, we as individuals, and now you're away from Seattle where your family is and your daughter, as you were saying.
Mm-hmm.
So clearly it's a little bittersweet. On the other hand, you were able to see them, spend some time, and those are things to be grateful for, because we also, I think, can be grateful for memories that we've had in our life, too. It's kind of a time to look at ourselves and say, what have we experienced? What is there? So to me, it's arguably, from an individual, personal person type thing, it can be the best holiday of the year for inner reflection.
I agree with you. It's pretty much... I mean, I always say, it's like, they say, Dave, what's your favorite sport? And I'll say, what's in season? I'm enjoying, no, you know what I mean by that? I'm enjoying the moment and whatever it happens to be. But I really like Thanksgiving. And I want to ask you, do you have some indelible memories of you know, and I think of Thanksgiving, I think of people who are gone, okay? But I got to share them with when I was very young. And I know that my mom, who I was just chatting, did the same thing. And she was talking about to me about Thanksgivings in the late 40s and what they had to do to get to a certain family member. So, and I was really, you know, there wasn't a freeway. And it wasn't, you know, over the river and through the woods. So grandma, it was hard. And you did it. It was not the same then as it is now. We complain about travel now, Doc. But it's still, you can get from point A to point B. It was a lot more difficult then. Do you have some indelible memories of Thanksgiving?
Well, I do, because I do go back to I was born in 43, so obviously I have memories from the 40s. And I do remember great aunts, great uncles, a lot of always pasta, always the spaghetti, the rigatoni, macaroni, whatever it might be.
Huh.
But also having the turkey, having the food, having the... And always the spirituality, always, at least in the Italian background, you know. And my dad was born 1895, so I was with an older crowd, even for
you bet.
I'm not a kid right now.
Yeah.
But those were special days. They were times of celebration, and they often would celebrate their coming from Italy, the experiences in the United States, and just sharing stories, sharing tales. But I think Thanksgiving, even back, call it back that many years, has always been a special kind of day for family, for memories. That doesn't mean there aren't people unhappy and there aren't sadness and there aren't people separated from families and people long, long away, you know, from where they'd like to be. But regardless, I think we always can try to have memories. We can always try to find things now. But yes, growing up, few things. In fact, in the present, I'm enjoying Thanksgiving. We'll have a large family, a number of people at our home on this Thanksgiving. But I do remember long ago in the past, and I think the ethnic Christmases, which I'm sure you were part of and I was, they were in some ways more American in the sense that there was such a love for the country. I think people
come
from somewhere else. It seems over time, often people kind of, because they haven't lived in other experiences, they don't really fully maybe appreciate all the freedoms and the opportunities for one generation, two generations to really move forward. So I would say that, since you brought it up, and I do remember, actually, we would go from home to home, you know, meaning there were two where you would spend part of the day one place.
Yep.
And I had an Uncle Baldini, and he and my Aunt Vera, they could make Italian food, you know, that just from scratch. My dad would do this too all the time, but I remember going over there, and we'd go over there and it didn't have to be a particular holiday. I mean, they would be making all this food, and I was a little kid sitting in the kitchen watching them make all this stuff. So those are the memories that I have of holidays, and we'll say of Christmas, of people really just just making all this marvelous food that you would just eat. And things that we do now, but people don't make it as much as they used to, at least in the experiences people I have now, where it was just I don't want to say a religious experience, but it was like a whole event that people would make things and people would talk about who made the best wine, who made the best food.
Got a little competition going on with it. Yeah.
Well,
Thanksgiving too. It's not an unhealthy one. I mean, it's because you're together. Yeah, you know, you're together. You're sharing it. The conversation. Maybe you don't see each other a whole lot during the year, but you reserve that time to do it. I think it's great. I wish I could have all of my family together at one time, but the way the lives are spread out, you kind of, again, you look for the silver lining, like you said, because you take what you can get, where you can get it, and you make the best of it. And you realize that there's somebody else who has less than you. And that's almost invariably true. And so you're grateful for what you have. And what we have is a country, which, you know, the blessings that we still have, despite our at times fractured nature. Maybe we don't focus enough on the things that do bring us together in Thanksgiving holiday. And long may it rain that we have this. It was not something. It was kind of gone, you know, through the quote unquote pilgrims. And you can you can dig into your history that way. But it was brought to the forefront a little over 100 years ago, and then it's been going strong ever since. The good doc with us here today as we enjoy this week here. A little bit of work, a little bit of play, and then a lot of food. And I wish you and yours. Are you still in Miami?
No. We're back here.
You're back. Okay.
Having all our family coming over to our home. We're even adding some people to immediate family to our get together. So trying to just have a good celebration. But again, Dave, you hit it on the head. This is a time. Look for things that can make you happy, things that you can be really grateful for. And I also like even today bringing up old memories of Thanksgiving long past, you know, those type things. These can be great days. So look for things to put you in a good mood. And
yeah,
the song in my heart, look for the silver lining. You know, these are the days we have. Let's enjoy what we have as best we can. That's kind of my motto, moving forward.
Amen. Dr. John Braccio, drjohnb.com. The podcast will be there very soon. I want you to have a wonderful Thanksgiving this week, Doc. Enjoy with the family and friends, okay?
Same to you, my friend. Bye-bye.
All right. We're coming back here shortly on the Morning Wake Up. This is 1320 WILS.
We'll always banish sadness and strife. So always look for the silver lining. Try to find the sunny side of life.